When Christmas rolls around, many Hispanic families in South Texas spend hours making or waiting in line for tamales. Tamales are no stranger in the Misco Martinez household in Live Oak, but Slovakian traditions like pagač, kolač, and noplatky are just as familiar.
My father is 100% Slovak. His parents were 100% Slovak, and they met in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
That's Mary Kay Misco Martinez. In her kitchen, she's kneading the dough of a family recipe by hand.
Part of the Slovak tradition at Christmas and Easter is having breads, and the process is from scratch. And so now we have KitchenAid to help us, but when I was a kid, you'd have to get the person who could knead the dough and who could be willing to let their hands get hot from the hot milk and butter that goes in.
She's making what's called kolač,
which is different from the kolaches that you can get at bakeries. The roll looks like a roll of bread. It looks like bread, and then you slice it, and there's a swirl of a filling in there.
She also plans to make pagač, which is like a pizza crust.
A soft crust that has potatoes and cheese put together with the dough, and then a lot of sugar and a lot of butter on top.
It's grilled.
Mary Kay picks up a rolling pin and flattens the kneaded and risen dough.
Every year there's a question on how was the dough? Cousins email each other and text each other, how was your dough? And I'm gonna go ahead and call it, my dough is good this year.
Mary Kay's mother, Jerry Misco, and husband, Tora Martinez, begin making several different fillings called lekvar for the kolač.
This is the part I like to do. Because it's not really getting dirty, but it's working with power tools.
The lekvar is a type of jam. It includes apricots. Another one includes prunes. Another kolač has nuts. There's also one with poppy seeds. The rolls are tossed in the oven for about 20 minutes. They'll be served at a Slovakian dinner known as velia.
And the velia dinner is the vigil dinner before Christmas Eve Mass. And you couldn't have meat in the olden days, which is not so olden ago. And so you would have foods that had filling, that could fill you.
The first course is a postcard size wafer. Jerry takes one and places it on a plate.
This is called oplatky. It is a pressed Christmas wafer, about 6 inches high and 3 inches wide.
The material is just like the host at the Catholic Mass.
On that, in this particular one, is the nativity scene. Everyone could be different. Each person gets one on their plate. And the oldest woman at the table takes honey and puts a cross on the forehead of everybody at the table with the honey. And then honey is passed around and poured onto this oplatky, and then each person eats it.
When I was a kid, I had no idea what the tradition of the oldest woman in the house blessing people on the forehead, until I read up on it, and it turns out that it was supposed to only bless the single girls who were then supposed to somehow find husbands that year. And my mother never pressed me on that, and for that I am thankful.
Growing up, Mary Kay's home was filled with Slovakian traditions, Toro's with Hispanic ones. He likes the blended holiday that they now share.
It's all one, so we're now creating new traditions, but keeping the old ones as the same.
In the Misco Martinez household, tamales with kolač are a real celebration. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News. Petru jednu djevađe svijat, ajde bać.